Thank you, Travis, and good morning to everyone, and what a special morning this is. Seeing so many faces here from the past, from the present, and it is just outstanding to see how we've all come together, and we want to say hello and welcome back to Peter Hendricks. Peter, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming to hang out. Yeah. It's great to see you, man. You know, we want to also invite you afterwards today because we have a cake and we have our coffee time. And we've got a cake here for Peter. And it says, to Peter, our rock, welcome back, welcome home. So we want to invite everyone to come afterwards. And you know, one of the things I know about Peter working for him for the last 7 or 8 years is he enjoys humor, which is one of the few things around here he gets to enjoy about my humor. He loves Donald Trump humor. And one of the things I made a vain attempt at last week was to try Donald Trump humor. So I'm going to have another shot at it again. And Peter, if you struggle to laugh, I'll get it, okay? Peter, I want to let you know, you are the best. There's no other congregation better than Peninsula Mission Community Church. I've been all the way around the world. I've been all congregations. This is the best. Last week, Peter, I made reference to the fact it was Chinese New Year. But believe me, folks, I love the Chinese. They're my best friends. I do a lot of business in China. I have several hotels in China. They're the best. I made reference to the point it was a Chinese New Year. Gong Hoi Fat Choi. I said to everyone, you may want to hold off on those New Year's Chinese diets because we have a great buffet. Folks, we had a great buffet. It was the best buffet we've ever had in this church. I've been all the way around the churches, seen all the buffets. This is the best one. But one of the things Peter wanted to share with you is the Chinese have invented the best diets out there. And folks, I want to show you one of the amazing diets that the Chinese people, this is the best. There isn't any, it's excellent, it's the best. Here, check this diet out for the Chinese people. Yep. He's got everything working for him. It's all there. He even broke a sweat on that. You see that? All right. Okay, thanks very much, Luke. Appreciate it. And you know, hey, even our animals here enjoy working out. So we want to show you a few things. Oh, we're going to go. Yes, here we go. Look at our animals. They enjoy working out at the gym at this time of year.
Let's go.
Look at this. This guy is really into it.
Come on, Hughes. Let's go for a walk. All right, come on. Up and at him. Let's go. Let's go. Big walk.
A one and a two and a one and a two and...
Up. Let's go. Let's go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. All right. Let's get outside.
Look at this. Now, this is a bloon, and he has sharp paws. This may not work out well, folks.
Oh, no! Oh, no.
All right. Hey, folks, thank you very much for enduring the weather we've had. We've had some challenging weather here over the last couple of days, and most of Canada has had that too. But, you know, as we move towards springtime, we move towards the nice weather. You know, there's something that snowmen are kind of saying out there because they're looking at this. What Canadian snowmen do when they sense spring is on its way and the summer thaw and the melt. Check this one out. That's right. They decide to end it all. All right. Well, look, I want to end it on a really cute note here. This is what Peanut said. Tell me what love is, Chuck. Man called Jesus. Amen on that. Amen. Yeah. Folks, please join us afterwards for a coffee time. And again, thank you very much for coming. Larry, we're going to hand things over to you for the series part.
Good morning. Well, I'm pleased to finally announce that we have a new church directory. Hey, is that a momentous decision? So there's our directory. You can collect them at the back when you leave. Be sure to take one per household. And then if there's more left in the next coming weeks, then you could take maybe a couple more. But there's about 40 back there, and if we need more, I'll definitely print more. Okay? So there's the printed form, and you will see, if you were willing, you will see your picture in there. Some of you will see, well, that doesn't look like me. Well, it's been a few weeks, you've aged. Some of you might also say, well, I don't remember getting a sunburn. Well, some of the pictures kind of turned out reddish, so... There are quite a few people who are sunburned, so just pretend that you just got back from Hawaii and you took the pictures, and you can tell your friends that anyway. But thank you for participating in that, for sitting down, getting your pictures taken, and getting the information that we needed. Because this seems very practical, but it's really a wonderful tool that we can use to get to know people. I remember, and I've told you this before, when I first came to the church, Barb and I always struggled with people's names, and we never know who was married to who, so it would really help if we had had a directory with a picture in it, and then we could have gone home every Sunday and studied it, so that the next Sunday we would be ready. But in any case, there it is. But the greatest thing is this. We now have everything in here, just about everything in here, on here. So, if you have a home computer, in your bulletin this morning, there's instructions how to download Instant Church Directory. You'll have an insert. If you didn't get an insert in your bulletin, you arrived early, and I arrived a little later. So if you didn't get one, we can still give you one. There's some back where Helen stands at the door. It's important because you need to know how to download that to your computer. And then for those who have the phones, you can download it to your phone. So it is really, really great. An app, all you have to do is press the little button once you get the app, and there's all the people in the church. And if you wanted to phone up the Pratts, you just push that, and there's their picture. There's their name, address, phone number, postal code. If you want to send an email, you just touch the email, and it sets up your email ready to go. If you want to phone them, you just touch the phone number, and there it goes. And if you want to send a text, same thing. You can do that directly from the phone, and it costs you nothing. So it's absolutely free. So it's a wonderful tool to have, and that's why I was trying to encourage everybody that could to get in on this so that everybody has a contact information on everyone else, and it would really help. So, thank you again for those who participated, and if you didn't, the nice thing about this is that we can update this virtually every day. So if there's a change in your address or phone number, you just let me know and I can change it, and you're done. Or if a new member or somebody else wants to add on, I can do that. I'm not going to print this every day, but this will be updated, and your computer will be updated instantly. You can even print this yourself at home, but we won't get into that right now. So thank you very much for that. Yes. And Peter already has his. A couple of us have it in advance to make sure it was working. So I sent Peter his the other day. So let's pray. Father, thank you this morning for this wonderful service. Thank you, Lord, that we can invite your Holy Spirit here. He's so precious, the way he handles us, the way he moves amongst us, the way he ministers to us individually, but also how he connects us with one another. For truly, Lord, we are a body, the body of Christ, and your Spirit comes amongst us, not only to dwell in us, but to draw us near to one another and draw us near to our Father in heaven. So, Lord, this morning we celebrate that, and we ask you to fill our hearts and our minds with the spirit of joy and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I've asked Peter to share a few words as we begin, and then we'd like to pray for him. I did.
Do.
That's
that
definitely
just
a
like
yes.
You, Peter.
Definitely a yes.
It's one of your high notes.
Okay, I got sound. Good morning. Forgive me if my voice isn't entirely there. I kind of lost my voice over the last little while. And I'm just going to have a quick peek across the room here to make sure my little girls are not here.
They're gone. They're not here.
They're gone, and they're not listening. Okay. Do you mind if I take 5 minutes? I've been with Peninsula Mission Community Church. As I said, my tongue is dry. For how many years now, Travis?
8 years.
8 years. Prior to that, I was proud to be a member of the Arbutus Christian Fellowship. And you have all met my dear friend, John, over the last few weeks. And at one point in our together being, in our cooperation, there came a point where it was a little better if I moved on to a different venture. And I'm going to be honest with that. That was because my own pride that dictated me to focus more on quality in worship than it did on quality worship. Meaning that I was more aiming towards the musical quality than I was toward the spiritual and worshipful quality. And for that, I am, and I will be always, sorry, I'm just going to put this here, just a sec. Because, man, is my mouth dry. Can I get my finger back? Oh, thank you. The day that I left our Arbutus Christian Fellowship, Lynn's wife, John's wife Lynn, made a phone call to Travis and said, "Hey, I think Peter might be available to help you out with worship and help you set up a music ministry," which is what I did. And if I'm boring you, let me know, okay?
All hands went up.
And I tried to do that. And at one point, must have been a couple of months later, I think, I stepped up here and
And I said, well, listen, if you all are okay with it, I would like to stay with you because I've never met a bigger bunch of friendly and welcoming people as I have apart from Obvious Christian Fellowship. But they were also welcoming and also loving that I asked for permission if you wouldn't mind me staying for a little while. And you all said, yeah. So thank you for all those years that you've allowed me to lead worship, to sing with you, and to praise the Lord in and for everything He does for us. And everything He does is a great, tremendous deal of things. Doesn't matter if we're walking into trouble, whatever. The Lord is always there to pull us up, dust us off. Let us go. Are we good, Trev? Yeah? Because you're checking the room, right? To see if I'm not overgoing. Okay. So, from my heart to your heart, thank you. Thank you very much. And now it has come to a point where we found out that I'm sick. And I'm afraid I'm not going to be leading worship as long as I have been so far. There's going to be an end to it. And I hope to do a couple of more times. But you know what? It's up to the Lord. He decides what's going to happen, not me. And whatever He decides is the right thing. I have full, complete confidence in whatever the Lord does is the right thing for me. I have a hope. Mm-hmm. I have a future. I have a destiny. And it is yet awaiting me. And my life's not over. Right? So, today, before I'm not here anymore, let's take 10 minutes to celebrate what I've done. And let's sing some songs. And even if they don't sound as good as normal, just...
Before you do that, I would like to invite any
My brain
of you,
is not working, so...
I would like any of you who would like to pray, together we're going to pray, but if you'd like to stand with Trudy and Devin, just walk over there right now. If you'd like to come up here and lay hands on Peter, feel free, anyone and everyone. There's no hierarchy here of who's who, just anybody and everyone.
She knew, and what that told us for is that
So it's a little bit of a different service. With floss. We'll see. From the highest of heights to depths of the sea. Creation revealing your majesty. From the calls of fall, the fragrance of spring. Every creature unique in the song that it sings. Sorry. Indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky, and you know.
call them by name. You are amazing, God.
All powerful,
uncontainable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God. Who has told every lightning bolt where it should go? Or seen heavenly storehouses laden with snow? Who imagined the sun and gave source to its light? Or seen heavenly storehouses laden with snow?
Ready?
Now let's see.
Indescribable.
What shall we do?
That's good.
That's good.
The connection's off.
My connection is bad.
Let's go with indescribable. Let's try that one, okay? You ready?
Indescribable, uncontainable, you place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God.
Incomparable, unchangeable, you see the depths of my heart and you love me the same. You are amazing, God. You are amazing.
It's interesting if you lead worship for so long and you don't even know where your cables are. It becomes something natural, but you don't want it to become natural because it's not a natural thing to do. It's built in natural in you. You are built to worship. Right? There's a void in you that wants you to lift your hands to this one, a unique God. And thank Him with every fiber in your being. I was talking to a... you don't mind if I change things a little bit, do you? Yeah. I was talking to a granddad this morning. And he is a volunteer at the hospital. And he dealt with his grandson. He got a phone call just a couple of weeks ago. His grandson had a... had OD'd on fentanyl. And we all know that fentanyl is one of the bad things right now in our society that is really taking our youth away. It's threatening our youth that we love so much. It's threatening our future. And this grandfather, all he could do was give thanks for what he had, which is This is his grandson. He still had his grandson. And every day he would sit on his knees and thank.
Maybe it's me. Sorry, I'll stop pondering your belt and look at my problem.
He would, every day he would thank the Lord, and every day, and in his belief, he believes slightly different than we do. Troy, I'm going to disconnect you and take a shaw or something to tie you to. But what I'm saying here is Thanksgiving, and that's what struck me yesterday when I was talking to him. The first thing he said is, you know what, Peter? He said, the one thing I want to do every time when I pray is pray with thanksgiving. And I said, man, this is exactly what I do. This is exactly what we do. And we pray for thanksgiving because we're grateful for what we have. Right? And we kind of got this little pact together. And Troy doesn't know yet. And neither does Travis.
But we got this pact together that doesn't know they're together.
They're gonna talk to us, and he's gonna talk to us, just because he's a friend, and because he is in a similar situation as a lot of people are, with their kids, and that's what we're gonna do.
Awesome.
You're gonna encourage him. You're gonna love him. If there's anything I could ask you in the future to come, look at those young guys and help them. They're in a situation they don't want to be in, but this kind of sprang upon them. Is that the right word?
Sure.
The right way to say it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And they need help. They need help. They need help from our grown-ups. They need help from people like Troy, people like Travis, people like you, people that love them. Don't walk past them. Just give them a hand. Am I done?
Yes. This is a good song. Let's do this one.
Let's do that one? You have no clue, do you? What does that sound?
Mikey thing.
I love it, but he...
I just want you to know that it wasn't me.
He fiddles with my ears.
That's not something we should be talking about.
All right. Oh, I know. You know what, Troy?
What?
Just give me my... Yeah, let's put that one there. Okay. Give me this one.
Yeah, you're going to have to get up the cord now. That's beautiful.
So, Christmas, I bought a new guitar. Peter, you bought a new guitar. Yes, I bought a new guitar. Why did you do that? Because I didn't have enough guitars.
Yeah, that's definitely a musician for you. Never have enough guitars.
I thought it was because you didn't want to buy a new string for your other one.
Mm-hmm. That's actually true.
But then again, Eric got and bought him a set of strings. And it turned out that his strings were more expensive than my guitar.
And I bought a cheap set.
So where did you take my capo? Oh, there. That one. Any capo will do. Thank you. What are we going
to
do? It's such bad music.
I'll just play it and you sing it. Peter?
I know you got to tune it first.
What's that?
Got to tune it first.
Yeah, I just thought if you wanted to sing it, I don't mind playing it.
We didn't have a lot of tuning time.
We had minus 10 minutes to practice, so...
Come on.
Do you want me to get them to practice the first one while you're tuning?
No.
I thought by the time he's tuned it, we could be really good then.
Getting a little slick up here.
That's right.
If I don't want it, I'll tell you. If I do, I do. That's the simplest. Nothing.
Okay, so we're going to do it.
When the music fades. That one?
No, we're going to do Create in Me a Clean Heart.
Oh, you want to do... Okay.
Might as well. It's up on the screen.
Create in me a clean heart. Oh, God. And renew my spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto thee and the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
Beautiful. All right. This is the one you wanted to do. Probably without capo.
Which one?
When the music fades. Part of worship.
Want to do without capo? Yeah.
Yeah. You want to try? Because maybe we can... Tune that guitar then. Okay, there you go.
When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart. It's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless words, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
Hmm? Say what? Hmm? You want to do what you do best? Last night I lay in sleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your gates and sing Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to your King. And then I thought my dream was changed, streets no longer rang, hushed with the glad Hosannas the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, and the morn was cold and chill as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, hark how the angels sing Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to again. The scene was changed, the earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city
beside the tide of the sea. The light of God was on his streets, and the gates were open wide. And all who would might enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or stars by night, or sun to shine by day. It was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, sing, for the night is o'er. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna forevermore. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna
I love him. Did I tell anybody that? I told you all that, that I love him very much?
It's, we've been doing this for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, how many years?
Eight.
And for Troy and I really did build some things up with all our people and the whole group, and we got so many people here that have been working behind the scenes on getting worship, getting rides, getting the welcoming committee done, and getting all these things done. And unlike our previous church, where the average age was about 15, and we went from 15 to 51.
That's right. Yeah, please keep your driver's licenses in your pocket. Driver's license in the pocket. Thank you.
Wow. Devin, what did you put in here?
I think that's the next song you're going
to
do.
Oh, this year.
Yeah, I've got a whole list of it.
Can you play that out so I can play it?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be cool. I promised that it would not be about me. That it is not about me. But it's about the songs that I've sang for the Lord. And you cannot escape looking at what I played, that there are songs for the Lord. Please interrupt me when I'm just a little less abrupt.
We're doing good, but let me just see if I can.
That's what I want. Life was filled with guns and war, and all of us got trampled on the floor. I'd wish we'd all been ready, children by the days grew cold. A piece of bread could buy a bag of gold. I'd wish we'd all been ready.
There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. A man and wife asleep in bed. She hears a noise and turns her head. He's gone. I wish we'd all been ready. Two men walking up a hill. One disappears and one left standing still. I wish we'd all been ready. And there's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. Father spoke, the demons died. How could you have been so blind? And there's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. The Spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. See, it's not working today. Just doesn't want to work with me.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
If you're tired,
and thirsty,
if you're tired
and you're thirsty, there is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is. Lift your eyes to heaven. There is freedom. So lift your eyes to heaven. There is freedom. Give your all to Jesus. There is freedom. Just give your all to Jesus. There is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is showers of mercy and grace, they're falling on every face. There is freedom. There is freedom.
Yes, there is, Lord. Thank you, Larry.
Travis, can you thank, give thanks, please? Or you?
Well, Peter, I hate to say it, but we all know now where you got your talent from to play music and to sing. It was in that secret potion that you sprayed into your mouth. So,
cat's out of the bag, buddy. Sorry.
Thank you for giving us that cue. And if any of you would like to line up afterwards and get a spray, we'll have a wonderful singing.
Yeah, and join the worship team. And join the worship team.
Communion is a special time, as you know, that we celebrate the body and the blood of Jesus shed for us. And this morning we're going to do that. You know, there's a story in Genesis. Many of you are familiar with that story. The story of Cain and Abel. And a tragic story, really, because Cain, the brother of Abel, becomes envious, jealous, angry at his brother, simply because of the gift that his brother offered the Lord that was different from his gift. And he received from God affirmation, and Cain did not, because he gave the wrong type of offering. So Cain took it on himself to take his brother out to the field and kill him, murder him. And so at the time that happened, the blood of Cain, of Abel, was dripping to the ground, and God, you know, called Cain to account for that blood, because he said it cried out to God, cried out to him. And then time passes, and we read in Hebrew sort of a summary of what happened there in a different light. And I just wanted to read that to you this morning. Paul is speaking to the to Israel, and he's speaking to them about the idea that God is somebody who's full of wrath and judgment, and he's ready to basically smoke you, in our language. And sometimes a lot of people in our world think that way, that if you get close to God, he's going to smoke you. He's angry, and he's got the power to just exterminate you. So you want to keep your distance from him. And I'm afraid that a lot of people believe that. So Paul takes it on and he writes this: "You've not come to a mountain that can be touched, that is burning with fire, to darkness, gloom, and storm, to a trumpet blast, or to a voice speaking words that those who heard it begged that no further word be spoken to them, because they could not bear what was commanded. If even an animal touches the mountain, if it must be stoned. The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, 'I am trembling with fear.' But you have come instead to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God." As Peter led us this morning in the song, Jerusalem. Jerusalem. He wasn't speaking about, the song doesn't speak about the Jerusalem that we know in Israel, located geographically in the Mideast. He's speaking about a spiritual Jerusalem, a place that every one of us will enjoy who know Jesus. And he goes on to say, "You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all men, the spirits of righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel." He refers back to that event in Genesis. You see, the blood of Abel spoke of, it cried out to God. God said the blood cried out to him, and it cried out for justice, because there was a wrong done, and a wrong has to be righted. It cried out for retribution. Something had to be made right. But what a difference to the blood of Jesus. Because the blood of Jesus dripped from that cross on that ground, and that blood didn't cry out for retribution. It didn't cry out for judgment. It cried out for forgiveness and it cried out for reconciliation. What a difference. The only time that judgment would happen would be people who would look at that forgiveness offered by God and reject it. Then there's no other hope. For without the blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. So God offers us Jesus this morning. He offers us his broken body and his shed blood. But it's a blood that cries out forgiveness. And it's a blood that cries out to come back to God, to be reconciled with him, to enjoy his love, his beauty, not only in this life, but in the life to come. Folks, Ken, those who are coming to help me serve. I'll ask Ken to pray for the body.
Dear Lord, as we come before you this morning, Lord, it's made afresh to us, Father, just what that gift of salvation means to each one of us here. Lord, your broken body, we think about and we pray about and we remember that this morning, Lord, that as you hung on the cross for our sins, Lord, there's nothing that we could do to make us right before God, that we were under overwhelming judgment. And yet because of you and your Son, that we were given grace and mercy because of his broken body. So this morning, Lord, we just give you thanks that by grace alone, Lord, in faith alone, through Christ alone, that we can be right with you. And we just want to give you thanks for that, Lord, this morning, in Christ's name.
Maureen?
Your blood, Lord. You gave us your very blood. You loved us so much. You love people, like people that are in this service today, like people that are in services like this around the world. But Lord, you also love the people that don't love us, that hate us for loving you. But you died for them. You died for them, just like you died for us. Lord, we're inundated these days with hatred all around us, angry words, angry people, division. But Lord, your blood was shed to tell us, be peace, be calm. I'm with you. I'm always with you. There's no need to fear. I died, so there's a future for you. But there's a future for all of you. All you need to do is just believe it. And we do, Lord. Thank you for your blood.
If you'd like to, as we usually do, come down the middle aisle and then pass by this way and go back to your seats, that would be wonderful.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. If you're tired and thirsty, there is freedom. If you're tired and thirsty, there is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place, showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place, showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is freedom. Lift your eyes to heaven. There is freedom. So lift your eyes to heaven. There is freedom. Give your all to Jesus. There is freedom. Oh, give your all to Jesus. There is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place. Powers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is freedom.
Yes, Lord, there is.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. If you're tired and thirsty, there is freedom. Oh, if you're tired and thirsty,
drink of His love, because there is freedom.
Freedom reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is freedom. Lift your eyes to heaven. There is freedom. So lift your eyes to heaven. There is freedom. Give your all to Jesus. There is freedom. Give your all to Jesus. There is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is freedom. Jesus reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is freedom.
Paul writes, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this, whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes."
From whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. 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 Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. 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 Amen.
John, would you please come forward?
Oh, John.
Fill us with your word. Fill us with God's word. Thank you.
Make all the difference? Yes, there we are. This has been a special service for all of us, I think, especially for me, because I've had the privilege of knowing Peter for a lot of years. I had the privilege of seeing the day when he came to Christ, and I had the privilege of baptizing him all those years ago. So this has been a very special time for me, Peter, so thank you for coming out. And I know this hasn't been easy for you, but you did it. And I think this is awesome. It really is. I'm going to not follow my regular script this morning. I feel that I need to do something else, Travis, so I hope you'll forgive me for that in advance. And it's not going to be 40 minutes, so I promise you that. It'll be 62. No, I'm sorry. I'm kidding about that, too. Of course. Absolutely. I will ask you to turn to the book of Acts. We have been looking at the book of Acts, and I'm not going to look at my notes at all. This whole thing is going to be ad-libbed. And I'm going to ask if you'll turn to the book of Acts. We've been looking at the book of Acts for the last couple of weeks, and I'm going to start reading briefly at verse 14. And it's interesting that verse 14 names the name Peter. It says, "Even and then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. And he said, 'Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk as you supposed.'" It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this was spoken of by the prophet Joel when he said, "In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and the glorious day of the Lord." And verse 21 says, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's the pivotal verse in this particular passage of Scripture. It's the one that tells you what Peter is trying to say. As far as he's concerned, it's open season now. The day of grace has come. The time when God will pour out his spirit on all people has come. And God's favor now rests on all men. That's the whole point behind that. I don't think I'm going to take the time to go through all of that this morning because time will not allow. But I do want to point out a couple of things, if you don't mind. Peter, prior to Christ's death, was the one who ran away and denied him on three occasions. Do you remember that? Do you remember it was also Peter who on different occasions stood up during the ministry of Jesus, and he's the one who stood forward and said, I'll walk out of that boat. I'll walk on the water. All you have to do is bid me come, and I'll come. It was also Peter who said to Jesus, nothing's going to happen to you. It really doesn't matter what people say, what people do. I will not betray you. As a matter of fact, there's no possible way you're going to be hurt. I'm going to look after you and defend you. And Jesus, of course, stands up and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You really don't know what you're talking about." It's my paraphrase, but that's the idea. And it was also Peter who wept bitterly when Christ was crucified and he ran away. And when he denied Jesus three times, he wept bitterly, and he called out, and he said, "I have done the most heinous thing that could possibly be done. I've denied my Lord." And there's a passage in Luke, especially. If you haven't read this, you've got to read it. Because when it said that when Peter denied Jesus the third time, it says that Jesus actually looked at him. They likely had face-to-face contact at that moment. And I can imagine Peter's heart would have melted within him. There's an old expression that says, "I just died at that moment." Well, I think Peter died at that moment. Because he recognized that the very words of Jesus came true at that moment. That was his third denial. And Jesus predicted and said, "You will deny me three times." That's what Jesus said. And it came true. And I can just imagine how Peter would have felt at that moment when that third denial happened. He would have felt awful. And I don't even think that's the word that would properly describe how he felt. He ran away. He wanted to hide. I feel that way myself when there are things that I say or do and maybe hurt other people. I just want to get away. I want to find a place to hide. It's the male thing to do. It's what men do. It's what we want to do when we don't want to face up to certain situations. We want to run away. We want to hide. We want to find that place where nobody can see us. Well, he had to come out of his cave after a while. And when Jesus appeared to him in his resurrection, that was something that changed Peter. And you remember the day? Remember the day when Jesus met the disciples on the shores of Galilee? He had a meal already for them. Remember that? What did Jesus say to Peter? He said, "Peter, do you love me?" And Peter said, "Lord, you know I love you." And then Jesus said, "Well, feed my sheep." Now, if I were in Peter's situation, I would have thought once would be enough. Well, a second time, Jesus says, "Peter, I know you heard me the first time, and I heard your answer the first time, but I'm going to ask you a second time, do you love me?" Peter said, "Lord, you know I do." "Then, Peter, feed my sheep." And it was almost as if Jesus was saying, "You denied me three times. I want you to affirm me three times in front of your brothers here. Peter, a third time, do you love me?" Peter says, "Lord, don't ask me again. It hurt me too much to say it the first time only because I denied you three times. And yet you've given me this opportunity of saying three times I love you, and I want you to know that I do." And Jesus says, "Then feed my lambs. Become a shepherd and feed my lambs." That was a turning point for Peter, because it was at that moment that he became affirmed by Jesus. He became affirmed by the very one he denied. Do you have any idea how that feels? It's like someone who has sinned horribly before the Lord and sinned against his brother or his father or his sister or someone. And it's like that someone would come into the presence of that individual and still be accepted regardless of what they have done. Ladies and gentlemen, can you understand? This is God's grace and God's mercy and God's acceptance of you and of me. It doesn't matter what you and I have done. It doesn't matter what our history has been, where we have been, what we have said. It doesn't matter. What matters is your willingness to come to the Father and say, "Lord, please, I'm sorry. Would you forgive me?" And can I tell you, the most beautiful words you will ever hear are these simple words: "Peter, I forgive you. John, I forgive you. Travis, you're forgiven." Did you know that when you take communion as you did this morning, that you are standing before the Lord and you are accepting from his heart and from his hands and from his mouth the words, "You are forgiven"? Did you know that? Did you know that you are forgiven past, present, and future? But you're saying, yeah, but I haven't committed the sins in the future yet. Doesn't matter. Because you see, everything from the cross is future. So even your future is future. And your past is future. It's all future from the cross. And when we're forgiven, we have to know we are forgiven in Christ while He's on the cross. Father, forgive them. They know not what they're doing. And as He said that not only to Jewish leaders, to the Roman soldiers, but He also said that to every human being who became a believer in the days to come. They did not know what they were doing. Father, forgive them. And there's forgiveness in the cross. And now Peter, on the day of Pentecost, stands up. And you notice the posture he took? There was no wavering in his voice. There was no wondering in his voice. He wasn't the least bit concerned what people thought. He took his stand in front of the multitude that were there. And he said, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you what you have just experienced. And what you have just seen. And what you have just heard. Peter became a herald for the gospel. And I want to ask you the question. What changed him? I want to tell you what changed him. The experience of the resurrected Christ changed him. The fact that he saw his Savior and his Lord hanging on a cross. He saw the scars. He saw the crown of thorns. He saw the blood dripping. He saw him being taken down from the cross. He saw him being placed in the tomb. And then he met the resurrected Christ after that. And it changed him forever. You know what else changed him? Pentecost changed him. When that Spirit that was promised finally came and filled every believer in that room where they were in the temple. And the Spirit of God came in and made all the difference. And the Spirit of God changed his personality. And the Spirit of God gave him confidence. And the Spirit of God gave him understanding. And the Spirit of God led him in truth and gave him the power to do that which Jesus promised he would do. And that is be witnesses. That's what he did. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what the Spirit does. When you come to Christ, he gives you his Holy Spirit in order that their Spirit might live within you and change you from the inside out. From the inside out, so that you become a new creation, a new person, something new. That's what God does. That's what the Spirit of God does every time to every person that comes to Christ. Because the Bible says, all who come in the name of the Lord will be saved. 2004, Camp Imadine. I was a speaker at a Holy Spirit weekend and for an Alpha course out of Lambrick Park Church. And during a break time, I had this Dutchman come up alongside. He says, can I have a walk and a talk with you? I've got some questions. I said, sure, because if you're the speaker, of course, you love it when people come to you and ask for questions. That means that they're listening. And you have no encouragement, you have no idea how encouraging it is to know that people are actually listening to what you're saying. And so here's this fella, whose name is Peter, starts walking and talking and asking questions about the Old Testament, bless his heart. About the evils that are done that appears in the name of the Lord. Remember that, Peter? We spent, I'm guessing, an hour or more and walked and talked. And at the end of that hour, I looked at Peter and I said, I hope that helps. He says, no, not really. Now, you have no idea how deflating that is. frankly, I thought they were rather clever answers. But here he is, the stubborn Dutchman. No, not really. But then he was gracious and he said, well, thank you anyway. At which point I go back to my room and say, Lord, what happened there? And Peter tells me that that became a turning point in his life. Because God did something in this man that I couldn't do. You see, you can't argue a person into the kingdom. You can't answer a person into the kingdom. And the same spirit that filled the Apostle Peter at Pentecost came to this Peter at Imadine. And I'm not sure exactly the words you used, but you said something that was like a club over the head. And something hit you, Peter. And you became a changed man. Now, trust me, you did. From the inside out. And then it was a short time afterwards I had the privilege of baptizing him. It's what the Spirit does. He changes you from the inside out. A year or so later, we started up our Buddhist Christian Fellowship, and Peter became part of the organizing committee. And he actually was responsible, I don't know if you remember this, to actually come up with the name. We called it our Buddhist Church, our Buddhist something, our Buddhist. Then we came up with our Buddhist Christian Fellowship, and he started to lead worship. And I saw the change that God has wrought in this man's heart. I saw it. I don't know how you feel, but there are times when I wonder what change has happened in me. Do you ever feel that? I don't feel all that holy sometimes. I know, that's a surprise. I know. But there are times I'll wake up in the morning and I'll think, John, where are you these days? But then I look back and I see what God has done in my life. And I look back and I see what God has done in Peter's life. And he's at a crossroads right now, a difficult, difficult time. A place that you and I will eventually all come to as well, sooner or later. And ultimately the answer, and the whole point is, as I said the other week, that we may not have answers to all the questions that come, and there are so many questions. There are so many concerns. And you can have theological opinions about this and theological opinions about that. But I want to tell you right now, and I'm asking that you will listen to what I've got to say, that the only thing that matters is your relationship to Jesus Christ. Do you know Him? It's all that matters. Because when everything is said and done, God is going to sit each one of us down. And He's going to say, I'll tell you where you got it right. And I'll tell you where you got it wrong. And I beg you, with all that is within me, that you will make your life with God the ultimate priority. Because when everything is said and done, there is you, and there is God, and there's nothing else. And I'll guarantee you, when we come to the place in our life, when it's time to move on from what we know to what God has in store for us, the transition is going to be beautiful. Ultimately beautiful.
Could we just bow our heads for a moment and pray? Father, we come in the name of Jesus. There is no other name under heaven wherein we have access into your presence, O Lord, and we want to proclaim that to the day we die. It is Jesus and Jesus alone. You are the one who bought us, Father. You are the one who sought us. And you, by your Spirit, has changed us from within and made us a new creation. And so, Father, I pray for this congregation this morning. I pray for myself, Lord. I need you more than I can ever imagine. And I just pray, O Lord, that this morning will be a turning point for someone here. Spirit of the living God, speak lovingly and speak loudly. In Jesus' strong name, amen.
As we prepare for this last two songs, we're going to take up our offering. So if those would come forward, we'll just pray. Father, again, we thank you for the message of today, but we thank you especially for the chance to be able to give you something that you've given to us. Of course, it's nothing in equal to what you've given us, but it is something, Lord, that we give out of a grateful heart. Receive this, Lord, as our worship in Jesus' name.
the hope that'll carry me home. Change, wipe away every stain, 'cause I'm not who I used to be. Oh God, I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. Lord, 'cause I am redeemed. Thank God, I'm redeemed.
What?
Oh, absolutely. You want to do I Have a Hope? Oh, that's what it was. Running out of battery.
Trials may come.
Oh, yeah.
I have this hope. I will yet praise Him, my great Redeemer. I will yet stand up and give Him glory with my love. Takes my darkness and He turns it into light. I will yet praise Him, my Lord, my God. I will yet praise Him, my great Redeemer. I will yet stand up and give Him glory with my life. Takes my darkness, oh yeah, Lord,
and He turns it into light. I will yet praise Him, Lord, my God.
For me today, this God of heaven loves me.
Yeah.
There's still hope for me today. This God of heaven loves me. There's still hope for me today. This God of heaven loves me. I will yet praise Him, my great Redeemer.
I will yet stand up and give him glory with my life. He takes my darkness and he turns it into light. I will yet praise him, my oh my God.
For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for good and not for evil, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope. We're just so grateful, Peter, that you and your precious family are here this morning. And I just want to acknowledge all of the service and the love that we've shared together. And I know that you didn't want this about you, and it really hasn't been about you. It's been about worshiping the Lord Jesus. You just happen to be here, and you've been a part of that worship for so many years now. And I know for all of us, we see you as a beloved friend and music director. And for Troy and I, we've had many more opportunities probably than most people for us to fellowship together and just enjoy that friendship. And many times of prayer and praise and trips down to the Christian Music Summit in Seattle. And oh, so many wonderful times of worship and great conversations, chance to reflect on the goodness of our Lord. So we just appreciate you so much, and couldn't be a better way to just express that thanks today. But you know, there's also another hero here, and it's a gal named Trudy. And she is an amazing woman, and I know that she doesn't want any attention, but I just think it's important that we remember Trudy. She's been such a strength to Peter. She travels with him to the doctor back and forth, and she interprets all of the complicated information that comes her way. And has a wonderful heart and a head, the way that she's able to support the family.
She's a hottie.
Okay, that's probably too much information. I think we knew that. And I also want to mention another hero, and that's Devin. Devin has really stepped up to the plate as Mom's been at the hospital every day. Looking after Peter, and just to see how he cares for those little girls. He's a wonderful young man, and I've known him for several years, and I just love him. I love this family, and we're praying for Courtney and Layla and Claire, and we just trust that we're going to decline that phone call. Sorry, we're busy right now. Call back later.
It could be the Lord calling. Did you check the number?
At the beep, leave a message. Oh, that was Virginia calling. I'm sorry, Virginia. Well, we'll call her right back after the service. So what we want to do is we want to really remember in this moment. This is perhaps one of the greatest life lessons, one of the greatest sermons that can be preached. It's through a life well lived for Christ. And as Pastor John was sharing, it says in the scripture, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And then the scripture says in John 1:14, it says, for as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the children of God, even to those who believe on his name. Don't let this great life lesson, through the example of this faithful man of God, and through the faithful teaching we've had this morning, and through the words of testimony and song, don't let this morning pass by. Firm up your commitment to Jesus Christ. Give your heart fully to him. There's no other provision, no other salvation, the scripture says, given among men, among people, whereby we must be saved. No other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. So let's pray, and let this be your moment of commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ as we've enjoyed the elements together. Let's invite Jesus to be our Lord and take a stand for him today. He took a stand for you. You take a stand for him today. Father, we come before you thankful for the many blessings, for the grace, for the loving kindness, for the example of faithful men and women who are willing to trust you in the deepest, darkest times. And we thank you for Peter and Trudy, for Courtney, for Devin, for Layla, Claire, and for Danny. Lord, we thank you for this family. We commit them into your care and keeping. We ask that you would sustain them, that you would support them, that you would pour out your love and your blessing and your healing upon them. Lord, that they would see Christ through the people that say they know him, that the love and the comfort of the Lord Jesus would be so evident. Thank you for the promise that you gave, I will never leave you or forsake you, that you're always there, always walking beside us, offering your hand of forgiveness and friendship and fellowship, saying,
I'm here for you. Lord, I pray for each one this morning. If they're not sure about their relationship with Jesus, pray this way this morning. Father, thank you for what I've heard and what I've seen today. Thank you that your Holy Spirit has been speaking to me. Thank you that I've received an invitation to respond to your loving kindness and your grace. And it calls upon my response of brokenness, my response of repentance, my response of a recognition of a need for forgiveness. And I would come before you today and make my confession. Your word says, if I confess my sins, you are faithful and just to forgive me of all my unrighteousness and cleanse me. So, Father, I make that confession to you today, and I invite your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, to take up residence in me. I surrender my life to you as Lord and Savior. I thank you for hearing my prayer, for forgiving my sin. Now live in me by the power of your Holy Spirit. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time today, come and let us know. Speak to Pastor John. He'll take you out, go for a walk for an hour. He'll talk to you about the Old Testament. You can affirm him as the fount of all wisdom. I also want to say, before we leave, a special thank you to Troy on behalf of Trudy and the family. Troy has just been an absolute stalwart. He's gone with us to the radiation appointments, to the meeting with the oncologists. He's provided information that we didn't have that helps all of us, particularly Pete and Trudy, to understand those things. And Troy, we just so appreciate you and standing with this man. And Kenny, thank you for standing. Again, that's just a very physical reminder that we stand with each other in these difficult days. And we love all of you, and a special thanks to Bill for providing a cake commemorating this occasion of Thanksgiving. So we're going to invite you all to come and enjoy some hospitality. Please come and greet the family. Okay?
You can say more than one thing.
Before my water runs out. So I'm going to try to be, to maybe once or twice, I hope I can do another full-fledged worship service. But I'm going to tell you that my little treatment that's going on right now will hopefully lead up to a more sustainable pain management for a little while. And once my management is under control, these two fellas are going to take me out on a road trip to California.
Just like the Blues Brothers.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I've already got my suit and everything.
All right. Can you play us some chords as we head out the back door?
Feeling kind of blue, I didn't want to come to you, my Lord, my sweet Lord. Did some things I wasn't proud to do, but I wasn't gonna share them with you, my Lord, my sweet Lord. Though I felt the pain and I felt the hurt and I felt the shame, my sweet love.